Mark Armstrong has long been a staunch advocate of public banks. The Sonoma resident co-founded the Public Bank Institute in 2011 to press other jurisdictions to emulate the model of the Public Bank of North Dakota, still going strong after nearly 100 years. And he sees opportunity here, following the passage of Proposition 64 to allow recreational use of marijuana in California.
It certainly will create more momentum for it. There's going to be more of an acute problem with regards to cash. The banks are regulated by federal authorities, and because it's a Schedule I drug, like heroin and opium, it's not legal from their perspective. So the money generated cannot be accepted into the banking system.
Additionally, all that unsecured cash becomes a public safety issue, Armstrong says. His proposed solution would see the city of Santa Rosa create its own public bank to serve the growing cannabis industry.
The opportunity is to truly be a gateway city to the six North Coast counties. Whenever you take a leadership role, you expect that you're going to take some arrows in the back and deal with contentious issues. But there's nothing more important, I think, for the marijuana industry to get this issue addressed effectively, which is what a public bank would do.
The revenues from a local public bank could then be used to address other pressing needs in the community.
At the local level, you can have the same loan programs, but target them even more closely to benefit your economy. So, for instance, in Santa Rosa, we definitely have a housing affordability issue. And there are all sorts of examples coming out of Bank of North Dakota. They just created a fund specifically for housing infrastructure. The same thing can be done in Santa Rosa, where you're using the bank credit to fund a lot of the housing infrastructure that's needed at a very low cost.
That sort of compounding of benefits within the home community sounds appealing to Terry Garrett, co-founder of Go Local in Sonoma County.
It helps even the locally owned banks, like Exchange or Summit or First Community. It works with locally owned businesses, local governments. I think it's a good solution that we should definitely be exploring.
Armstrong suggests that the city itself could be one of the main customers for a municipal public bank. But Deborah Lochner, Santa Rosa's chief financial officer, is not persuaded that such an enterprise would be competitive with programs that are already in place.
Can't really see a benefit to the local agencies or any reason why they would invest in a local bank when they have a state agency that they can invest liquid funds in, called LAIF, the Local Agency Investment Fund. That money is separate from state coffers, so it's protected, and every agency I've ever worked for in the state puts money in LAIF. On a statewide level, I can see where it would work, but I can't see where it would work on a local level.
Armstrong agrees that a state bank is desirable, but he fears the big Wall Street banks exert too much influence in Sacramento for that to ever happen. In fact, he worries they will move quickly to dominate the cannabis industry and foreclose the opportunities that he sees now.
We all know that there are going to be deals made with Wall Street banks, and 5-10 years from now we'll be saying, you know what, we should have had a public bank because right now Wells Fargo owns the industry, or B of A owns the industry.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.